calling it one of the best days of his career when he was able to reveal the new logo and brand to his staff on Tuesday. Bill Rock, the chief operating officer of the new combined resort, made the announcement public before a packed house at the Legacy Lodge, estimated at more than 500. Resort Marketing Director Davey Ratchford said that the name of the resort hasn't changed. It is still Park City Mountain Resort, but it will be simplified as they market it now as Park City.
And you may be asking yourself, well, where did Mountain Resort go in that element? Well, Park City Mountain Resort is still the official name of the resort. That hasn't changed. But as we market and put this out to the world, we're marketing it as Park City. And that's the piece that we want to make sure everyone understands. The equity in the name is huge throughout the world. And everybody knows Park City. And when we put that out, we fully expect people to come to Park City. And we're really excited to share this with everybody. And it's something that we feel is going to be very powerful in our marketing as we put that out across the world. And that's happening today.
The new brand also comes with a tagline, "There's only one Park City." Rock explained the thinking behind that.
You know, for any of you who've worked on marketing projects or tried to build a brand, you know, there's always elements of certain things you try to build, you try to be unique and try to own, and there's only one. And what does that mean? And in Park City, what we learned is it's all the ingredients. All the ingredients together, that closeness to the Salt Lake Airport, the greatest snow on earth, a resort right here in town along with ours that's one of the best in the world, our authentic town, all of you, the fact that you're here today, there's only one community, there's only one resort, there's only one place like Park City, and that's why we've used that tagline. So there's only one Park City.
Ratchford said given the resort's worldwide popularity, his job was easy in the sense that he already had a masterpiece to work with.
The great thing to work with is Park City already had an amazing brand awareness. Generally, it's always in the top 1 through 4 in brand awareness throughout North America. It's already working with something that's amazing. And Canyons, from a brand perspective, had an identity, a physical identity, that was really, really nice. And so that's what you're probably catching on right now when you look at the logo.
The logo itself is new but familiar. The typeface is the same font as Canyon's was, which Ratchford called modern and sophisticated. He says while they looked at others, they kept coming back to what they liked. The new logo also incorporates the familiar Canyon's infinity symbol. How it ties into the former Park City Mountain Resort, he said, are the colors, red, black, and white. Rock, who was thrilled with the community turnout for the announcement, called it humbling and inspiring that the town cares enough what the resort is doing.
There's been a lot going on. It is happening. It is becoming a reality. We are going to create the largest resort in the United States right here in Park City, right here in Utah. And it is a bright future, and it is exciting.
Park City, the resort, and not the town, will now become the country's largest resort, eclipsing even the company's flagship resort, Vail. Once the $50 million worth of improvements are completed this winter, the resort will offer 7,300 acres of skiing, 300 trails, 14 bowls, 38 lifts, and 2 gondolas. The name of the new gondola connecting the two resorts will be Quicksilver. The name of the new 750-seat restaurant at the southern base of the gondola will be named Miner's Camp. The resort's website will remain as parkcitymountain.com, and the canyon's homepage will be redirected to the Park City URL. With a huge following, Ratchford said that the iRide Park City brand will stay.
iRide Park City is a fantastic brand and something that we don't want to see go away. It's very much centric to our train park and to so much of the culture that's already here. In fact, if you looked at their Twitter and Instagram followers, you'd be pretty impressed at how many people follow iRide Park City.
That's Davey Ratchford and Bill Rock with Park City Mountain Resort. The new logo can now be seen on the redesigned website. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.